This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagram. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed on the need to take urgent and concrete steps to address climate change, underlining that it is affecting the entire world. Delivering a keynote address at the 8th session of the International Solar Alliance Assembly in New Delhi today, the president highlighted that India is committed to combating climate change and is taking determined steps in this direction. Noting the International Solar Alliance's remarkable progress globally, the president emphasized that the next step should be deeper inclusivity, ensuring that no woman, farmer, village or small island is left behind in this solar revolution. The president urged assembly members to develop a collective action plan linking solar energy with job creation, women's leadership, rural livelihoods and digital inclusion. Union Minister Prahlad Joshi today said that India has ranked third globally in solar power generation, having achieved 50% of the installed capacity. Briefing media at the 8th session of the International Solar Alliance Assembly in New Delhi, the minister said India has reduced its fossil fuel imports and pollution-related costs, which demonstrate the economic benefits of clean energy. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, today highlighted that India's smartphones exports reached a record $1.8 billion in the last month. Sharing an article from a daily in a social media post, the minister underlined that electronic items have now become the third largest category among all goods exported from the country. Mr. Vaishnav also noted that with electronics component manufacturing taking roots in the country, the sector is expected to generate thousands of new jobs. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarvananda Sonowal, today unveiled the logo of the proposed National Maritime Heritage Complex at Lothal in Gujarat on the second day of India Maritime Week 2025 in Mumbai. He also released the NMHC research report on the occasion and inaugurated the Maritime Heritage Day celebrations. Cyclone Montha is pounding Andhra Pradesh with torrential rains, fierce winds and flooding after intensifying into a severe cyclonic storm with wind speeds of 90 to 100 km per hour, gusting up to 110 km per hour. The storm, moving north to northwestwards, is expected to make landfall near Kakinada between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam by this evening. Heavy to very heavy rain since morning has lashed Kakinada, Machilipatnam, Krishna, West Godavari, Konasima, Bapatla, Prakasam, Nilor and parts of Rayalaseema. The state government has launched massive rescue and relief operations, evacuating people from cyclone-prone villages to relief camps stocked with food and water. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Jenamani has said that the cyclonic storm is moving steadily towards the Andhra Pradesh coast. Election campaigning for the Bihar Assembly election is gaining momentum. As the first phase of polling is scheduled to be held on 6th of next month, NDA and Mahagathbandhan constituent parties are making every possible effort to woo the voters. RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav said Mahagathbandhan is going to release the manifesto today, highlighting the vision of his bloc. He raised questions over the NDA's vision, agenda and chief ministerial candidate name. On the other hand, LJP Rambilas chief and union minister Chirag Paswan said that the NDA believes that when it will come to power, everyone should be represented based on their capabilities. Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has provided a major boost to Punjab's economy by providing significant relief across various sectors. Under the next tax structure, GST on agro and food commodities, including milk, butter, ghee, curd, cheese, UHT milk, infant food, dairy whitener and chocolate have been slashed to 5% from the previously taxed 12%. The tax relief on key products of Punjab has encouraged greater production, supported livelihoods and strengthened the state economy. Similarly, GST on dairy-based mithai, which is a major center for Ludhiana and Amritsar, has also been lowered to 5% from earlier taxed at 12%. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.